Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Welcome into the show. And we had another soft sweep, Lance.
Yep.
Another.
It just keeps on.
They keep on rolling. They just keep on.
You can't stop the Astros from winning 2 out of 3.
You can't stop Ryan Pressly. I'm going to tell you that right now.
No, you can't.
Okay, so this is a tremendous stat here. Ryan Pressly, when appearing in a game tied or up one or up two this season, he's got three holds, and two other times he kept the game tied. He's got 5 blown saves.
Jeez.
He's got 3 losses and 5 blown saves. That's awful. Awful. Seven times he has not been able. He's been worse 7 times. He's been bad 7 times, and he's actually held the lead 5 times, or kept the game tied. So 7 out of 12 times he's been bad. That in the 8th inning, that's awful.
Yeah.
Well, so you would think to make sure that the team, right, Dell? We got Joe Espada? We got sound or no? Oh, you just got the quote?
He's just asking for your opinion.
We're going to continue to rely on him, Espada said.
Yep.
He's one of our guys. He's a big part of our bullpen, and I believe in him.
Yep.
He has gotten big outs for us in the past, and he will again. Look at the back of his baseball card, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at the back of his baseball card
lately? He didn't say that.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
You should. If you have anything disparaging to say.
He's had some pretty good years. Last year was
not great.
Not one of his best.
No.
For a whole half year, it wasn't great. And then, he had some moments where he got better again, but it's been pretty much ever since he was sitting in that chair over there.
Yep.
It's been
a roller coaster.
Yep. And I'm going to blame it on killer bees.
What?
I don't know how, but somehow can't be on us.
I can't
blame it on the...
We got to take the L.
I can't blame it on, like, what am I going to do? Blame it on the... what was that show?
What? You can't just blame it on Whitey. Those are two white, really white guys.
No, that's the lineup. But who is the Wheelhouse? I can't blame it on them. They're not here.
Well...
I can't blame it on...
He couldn't even remember the show Wheelhouse. After.
Blame it on Paul Gallant. He's not in the same time slot anymore.
No.
Like, it's just, it's probably on us. It's less on Ryan Pressly executing and really more on us just having him on.
It just is, it's just maddening to watch. And they're going to, and the Espada says we're just going to keep on doing it. Why? Why are you just going to keep on doing
that's
it?
That's his job. What do you mean? Why do they?
What do you mean? No, well, if you can't do your job, you get demoted.
Demoted
Brian
to what?
Brian Abreu leads the league in appearances. Brian Abreu has actually been good. Put Brian Abreu in there in the eighth.
He leads the league in appearances. You just said it. They can't pitch him all the time.
No, but they can pitch him in the eighth and cut back on Presley's work.
Well, but if they don't,
you know what? Then Seth Martinez has to pitch the seventh.
But those are the big three. Those are the big three.
Yeah, but not if they're not the big three anymore.
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean? Yes, it does
the
matter.
Astros, no, that's not how they work.
Yeah, no,
you gotta
no.
Have confidence.
No, you got to put him in a position.
Keep wheeling him out there. See what happens.
No, he can go in the 6th inning now of a 5-run game.
We're not doing 6th inning Pressly.
Yeah.
He's fragile. mentally. He could just completely be even worse. You can't do things that can hurt his psyche, his confidence.
You can't do things that are going to hurt. You mean like put him in the eighth inning when he's screwing it up?
I wonder if he tips his pitches, because where is that? He used to be able to live off fastball and wipe out breaking pitch. And it's like teams know to spit on his breaking pitch now. It's unbelievable. And they just, I feel like he's not, I mean, there's got to be something here that, is it all mental? Is pitching coach going to have to step in and try to figure out what's going on with his stuff? Is he tipping anything? I know most of it is going to be mental here, but some of it is he's just not, he doesn't have the same, his location is much more hittable right now. And guys go in there, like half the battle is you got to make a guy have some doubt as a hitter. And that was what Trevor Hoffman lived off of. He had an 89-mile-an-hour fastball, and you knew that he was going to throw you a change, but you had doubt at the plate. You had a hard time. You didn't have confidence. I get the feeling everyone steps into the box with tremendous confidence against Ryan Pressly. Because they know that he's been very hittable this year. And it's not that he's got bad luck. He's been very hittable. On a consistent basis. So I think guys going to the box knowing, I got a really good chance against this guy. When he steps out of the pen, guys are, the other dugout has some confidence. Where in the past, you know, you might have thought, man, we're in a lot of trouble. Not now. So I don't know. I could, and you can't see the Astros won't move him, even though a team might have some interest in him as a guy, as a rehabilitated arm who, you know, that they can work with him with their pitching staff. Like, I could see somebody saying, hey, this is Ryan Pressly. Let us get him to our pitching coach, and maybe Stromme says it. Get him over here and let me work with him. But I don't think the Astros will make any moves. But he's the kind of guy right now, like, man, you're just paying him to do what? To do what exactly?
No, at some point you just got to say
he's a bust right now.
You can't put him in that position. You're hurting the team. It's the same thing as Jose Abreu.
Yeah.
At some point you had to say we got to stop this.
The OPS is up near 300 now. Slow down on Abreu, who had a home run to center field over the weekend. A home run to dead center field. He didn't have one. He didn't have a hit yesterday.
OPS it's only is making it, almost up to 300, you just
it's
said.
It's making it even worse, though, because with all these, well, I say all these hits, with the hits that he's had, it's just going to be like, told you.
Yeah.
And good for him if it can help the Astros win.
Well, yeah.
I don't mind if it helps the Astros win, but right now the Ryan Pressly situation is one where, you're right, Joe Spada has moved other people up and down the lineup.
You just have
Whelan
to.
Dealing, and I like it. It's based on merit. Right now, from a meritocracy standpoint, Ryan Pressly cannot be one of your top three relievers. He can't be, not based on the way he's pitched. I know his history and his baseball card and his salary tells you yes, but frankly, and I don't have a tremendous amount of confidence in Montero, but Montero's a better pitcher this year.
Montero is better this year, but Seth Martinez is better this year.
That's not a role Seth Martinez has ever had.
Dubin is better this year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... No, I don't want Dubin in there in the second.
No, I don't either.
I don't want Montero in there.
But maybe...
He's got no confidence. By the way, you see Montero gives up a runner, he takes him out right away.
Yeah, Montero, even though the numbers look better, I don't feel like there's a tremendous amount of confidence from anybody in Montero, including Montero. But Seth Martinez might be a guy... I mean, he's been so far. It's not like he's worked his way up the pecking order. Seth Martinez is not there. So, but maybe just put him there. Just see what happens. What, are you going to lose a game on the road to a team with a sub-500 record? That's fine. You do that anyway. This sign of the devil baseball, 666, is not going to, it feels good to win two out of three and win a series. And it's like, that's a really good winning percentage. If you can win at 6-6-6-6-6-7-7, if you can do that, it feels like, hey, Dad, you're playing good baseball if you can do that all year long. But the fact is, you're not really catching up. Like, it takes forever to catch up that way once you're in a hole. So yesterday is a great example of, man, that has got to be you'll take two out of three, but that's got to be you got that lead. And you get into the sixth inning and you already have that lead, man, you just got to shut that down. That's what you're supposed to have, is the bullpen that makes games shorter. that contracts games because they're really good. You spend a bunch of money on Hader. There's plenty of money on Montero. There's plenty of money with Ryan Pressly. That's supposed to contract the games, and you're not doing it, and you lose that one, and all of a sudden you look up, and you're like, man, you're not even gaining ground very quickly at all.
No, well, you're 6.5 out.
Yeah, you were 7.5 going on the weekend.
Yeah.
You picked up a game.
You picked up a game, which was and it was a miracle one because Kansas City came back and beat Seattle the other night.
That doesn't happen often.
No. They were up 9 or something.
Well, they were up 7-0 after an inning.
Yeah, and then they were up 9.
That's a tough loss
And then they lose the game. So thank you to them. You've got Arrigetti against Harrison tonight, Blanco against Hicks, and then Valdez against Webb on the getaway game, afternoon game from San Francisco. So you got to go to San Francisco. Not an easy place to play for sure, but they're not a good team either. This is just an average team. So you could go take 2 out of 3 there, and you just hope and pray that Seattle starts to fall apart. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here.
I do appreciate you guys allowing Josh Hader to get away unscathed.
Yeah, I noticed Hader hasn't. You know, Hader didn't exactly. Gave up 2 runs. Now, it was Cabbage. The walk-off home run came when Cabbage reached over a very, very small wall and made the catch actually fairly easily. Made it up with the arm extended. And as he came down and brought his glove down, something happened where
the
ball
hit the wall
came out.
And the ball fell out.
Yeah, but still, close your glove. I'll bring a glove in here with a baseball in it.
No.
I'm going to hit the desk as hard as I can to see if the ball comes out.
Wait, you think that's the same thing as running full speed?
Make a catch. I'll jog up here, but make a catch.
You won't.
Well,
jog.
When you sometimes, yeah, when the, you can, I could see how it happened to him, but he makes the catch.
You know,
I mean,
why?
That's a.
That play is what guys who spent most of their lives in the minor leagues do.
Well, I don't know if it's because he's a minor leaguer. It just fell
teams.
Off. I mean, not every catch is like the Clemson kid that's over the shoulder Willie Mays only catches
Chaz
it with his
McCormick
hand.
Had made that catch?
Chaz would have made that catch.
Yordan would have.
Would Chaz have made that catch?
Chaz would make that catch.
Is he quick enough to get over there?
Yes.
Yeah, Chaz is fast. I don't know if you heard.
I mean, even with all the banana pudding?
He's not. He doesn't have not pudding pants. That's not him.
I didn't call him pudding pants.
You just kind of did.
No, okay. I didn't. I just said even with all the. But what's going on in his pants? I had nothing to say about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chaz makes that catch.
We have a big first baseman that had a giant butt one time? Remember?
We had Jason Jennings.
Yeah, no, but we also had a first baseman.
Yeah, we did.
Iron,
the original iPad pants that I called it.
Iron pants or something. Remember it was.
Yeah, iPad booty. But that wasn't Jason Jennings. No, that was somebody else.
It wasn't iPad booty.
Because Jason Jennings had one.
Yeah, Jason Jennings was.
Jason Jennings had
11 run first inning, Jason Jennings.
Yeah,
remember that
the Father's
one?
Day massacre. I'll never forget it.
712 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Worst games I've ever seen. But yeah, we did have a first baseman who had a big old junkie like.
Do anybody remember who was that?
The kind that you would be scrolling, and then and the algorithm starts to figure out that you like big butts.
Yeah.
And then you scroll in, and there's that first baseman.
Yeah. Like,
no, not this kind.
No. When we come back, did Caitlin Clark make the Olympic team? We'll find out.
What?
We'll find out.
We don't, Dell. We don't know yet.
No one knows.
It's a tease.
Yes. No one knows.
It's a tease. Hey, also.
Are you talking about Brett Wallace?
Brett Wallace.
There it is.
Brett Wallace.
How did you come? Somebody must have said it.
No, because I remember, and I had to go back. Let's go to the dark years of the Astros and go look at the roster.
You went scrolling through their lineup?
I just typed in 2013 Astros.
And that was it.
Yeah,
Brett Wallace. Brett Wallace. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay,
goodness.
I typed in Brett Wallace butt, and it doesn't autofill.
Why would you
so
type that
people
up?
Aren't Googling that.
Mm.
So that's not a thing. But it was a thing on our show.
Yeah. Yeah. Never mind. I can't do that one.
Look at this dumper.
Yeah. He did. No, that's what he was famous for.
Yeah.
And you know what HRP is famous for? HR and payroll. That's what HRP is famous for. I'm looking for the best way. Listen, I found the best way for you and your company to actually compete in the business world. If your bottom line is not great, if your bottom line is, you know, like, I think we're wasting. Well, how are we wasting money? How is it that we're not as profitable as we possibly could be? How is it? How are we getting? Are we getting our payroll to our people as technologically well as we possibly can? And the answer is probably no. You're not doing it. Is our payroll company, is that too expensive? Are you with an admin company that's doing your payroll and they're doing your HR and they're doing all of your 401ks and your benefits packages, because that's probably where you're losing money right there. HR and P ain't doing benefits packages. What they're doing is HR and payroll, and then they give you options where you can save money on your benefits packages where the admin company is making a lot of money on those. So that's the game. People, don't play their game. Play your game. All you have to do is go to HRP.net. Save money. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What do Alex Bregman and Jeff Bagwell have in common?
Well, Breggy hurt himself. I don't know.
They keep getting hit on the hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know you were going to go to 1994, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was MVP.
That's when I first learned about the Hammett bone.
Yeah. And then I didn't know what a Hammett bone was, but yeah.
He got hurt in the Hammett bone when he got hit, and then Jordan hurt the same thing just by swinging.
And Kyle Tucker put on the IL this weekend.
Yeah, I knew Tucker wasn't going to be one of these little short-term deals. I thought 4 games. It is going to be. Joan, the team mom, the show mom, she said, excuse me. She said, it's a 2 to 4 week injury. I don't know how Joan knew, but Joan knew.
Joan was right.
Joan was right.
Joan knows. She might be team mom. You don't know.
She is team mom. Yeah. She's our team mom.
That's for sure. That is for sure.
Like some snacks when she gets a chance.
So yeah, it was Brett Wallace, the Mr. Smoky Pants. Googled fat Astros first baseman, and the first answer that came up was Lance Berkman. By the way, Lance Berkman is no longer the coach at Houston.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Porky hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
He gets hit for that, for having a big face. Same way Matt Stafford got hit with that because they have similar faces. He just unfortunately has, you know.
Now, every time you say Matt Stafford, I'm going to feel like Aaron Rodgers is going to destroy C.J. Stroud.
Aaron
Rodgers is going to want to beat C.J.'s ass.
Do they play this year? Yeah, they play this
year. Yeah, they play this year. At the Jets on that turf.
I wonder if Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy.
Well, yeah,
he's going to run out with the flag again to start week one.
He lasted three or four plays.
He'll get hurt again. Dude, he played, I think, 3 plays.
Yeah, and CJ got hurt on that field as well. That's where CJ left the game at halftime, right? Or in the second half.
I didn't think he even started that game. Was that the game where he left? I don't think he even started that game.
Oh, he wasn't even in that game.
No, I don't think he even started that game, but we shall see. Now, you were telling me there was something. Now, you had a teaser. So, Caitlin Clark is on the Olympics?
No.
I don't know. That's everyone's
waiting. We
don't
know yet. I don't think anybody knows yet whether or not Caitlin Clark.
Because there was a lot of what would be called brouhaha and hubbub over the weekend.
Well, John, you made it sound like you're going to break some news.
Well, I don't want to break it because I don't have enough sources.
Ah.
But the rumor is that Caitlin Clark, okay, I'm going to say it, even though we've been burned by this before. Like the schedule remember the Texan schedule came out?
Well.
Yeah, Freddie, we couldn't trust him.
I feel like there was.
Well, Caitlin's been asked the question about not making the Olympic team.
I don't want to be included in the whole Texan schedule thing. I feel like one person on the show was like, maybe we should hold off.
Dell was very reluctant.
Well, and I had a disclaimer on it. Okay, this is from a listener.
Uncle Freddie, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Let's go.
This is probably it.
This is it. Apparently,
Freddie
yes.
Freddie does TikTok.
But that's all we have. That's all I have is Caitlin Clark saying she got a call that she didn't make the team, but I don't have another source.
Well, Christine Brennan. No, I don't know. There's other people.
Yeah, and every show on the radio has been talking about it. You know what? I'm just glad I don't have to watch the Olympics anymore.
I had a lot of, you know, it's funny how a lot of people.
Were you going to watch?
If Caitlin was in it, I probably would.
Even if she wasn't going to play very much?
Apparently she wasn't. Who decided that, by the way?
That's the reality, by the way.
Well, she's not one of the 12 best players.
Yeah, she would not have played much.
Yeah.
They would have treated her like Leitner.
Well, she would have got. Yeah, that's what she would
have. With 6:43 remaining in the game against the Jets, CJ took the hard hit.
Yeah, he was in the game.
Yeah, that was.
He was.
That was the game he got
in that game, right?
On that turf. That's what. That was the problem.
Left in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was going to say I don't really remember. So, so Davis must have come in and finished it because, and then Tennessee, I guess, was Case.
Yeah.
And then they went the next week and it wasn't so good. But getting back to the Caitlin Clark thing, it's amazing how many people are for meritocracy and then they switched on Caitlin Clark. Because if you make the argument, because I think the argument is she's not one of the 12 best players right now. She's just, she's not. And I know that she brings eyes. She's, let's just be real. The people who are most upset, I'm just being completely transparent and no one else seems to be willing to be transparent. I really like Caitlin Clark. I don't watch, well, I'm not talking about you guys. I'm just talking about on Twitter, the people who are engaged in culture wars. You didn't care about women's basketball before. I didn't care about women's basketball before. Caitlin Clark plays. I like the things she does because she's got a Steph Curry type game that I've never seen before. She shoots from crazy range, puts up these huge numbers. It's been fun watching. She's come in and it's been rough in the WNBA since she's come in. She leads the league in turnovers at almost 6 a game. She's got 6.5 assists to 5.6 turnovers, something like that. Not even remotely close to 2-1. She's shooting 37% from the field and like 34% from three.
32.
Or 32 from three. Terrible. These are not good numbers relative to the women's game and what she does. And but it's going to be okay eventually. This, and then you got the other stuff that you want to talk about. She's not one of the 12 best. So now I'm hearing all the same people, and I'm for meritocracy too, but you can't turn your head and just, well, except here. I got all these people who believe in meritocracy who no longer believe in it when it comes to Caitlin Clark because it'll help bring eyes and attention to the women's game. And I'm not talking about any one person. I just saw this throughout Twitter. Like, it'll help bring attention. You guys don't care about the women's game? What do you mean? It'll help bring attention to our sport. You only care because of, I saw this with Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
You don't care about the Rockets. You only care about Jeremy Lin. When he's gone, you don't care. You don't care about women's basketball. You care about Caitlin Clark, which is fine.
Yeah.
But maybe stay out of the women's Olympic game because, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Patriot, the first thing you're going to do is turn on the U.S. basketball team in the Olympics. You're going to cheer for your own country to lose. I 100% guarantee that now the Caitlin only fans are cheering for Team USA to lose. They're cheering against
their
country.
And they won't. They don't need Caitlin. First of all, they don't need Caitlin Clark.
They don't.
They're going to run through that tournament.
They destroy everybody.
And who would you rather put in? Diana Taurasi. So me and Tony had this argument on Twitter. Diana Taurasi or Caitlin Clark?
Caitlin Clark.
You're going to go. Well, you'd rather see it. Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
But the women's basketball team, they'd rather have the veteran, the Olajuwon. Let's give them the last All-Star, the last hurrah for the Olympics.
She's had five already.
I know, but she's. I mean, and this is it. Yeah. Caitlin's going to have however many.
Right.
And this is her last.
Well, it might not
chance.
Have been Taurasi. You could have still kept her. There's some other names. Anyway, no.
But they're not better than her.
Well, here's the deal, though, is that. Caitlin Clark.
I mean, I'm sorry, she's not
Caitlin
better
Clark
than him.
Is, and by the way, and people, now it's because of social media, it's so much more intense than it's ever been. Tiger got the same treatment.
He did.
He got the Fuzzy Zeller treatment. When he came into the league, and he changed the sport, and everybody benefited from it, but it took a little bit of time. Michael Jordan got this same treatment. He was shut out. They didn't pass him the ball. You know what?
At the All-Star game.
At the All-Star game. But
which is what cost Isaiah Thomas the Dream Team, because Jordan, as we know, carries a bit of a grudge.
That's right. So Isaiah Thomas didn't make All-Star or Olympic teams
the dream
because
team.
Of that. The right. Dream Team because of that. This Caitlin Clark is getting the same treatment that these women, they don't appreciate her yet. They will. It takes a little bit of time. She's going to all the boats will rise because of Caitlin Clark. But when she walks into the league as a rookie, she's going to get her ass kicked. And that's how. That's just how it is.
It's all right.
And it's fine. Yeah.
She doesn't need a bunch of white knights.
No,
I don't mean that.
And that's it. It's just like Justin Fields had to have everybody protecting him.
Oh, I know. I hate that stuff for Justin where we must protect Justin. Justin, can he be an MVP? You guys are going against Justin. No, Justin sucks as a thrower. And Caitlin Clark's not one of the best players over there. She's not playing great basketball. It's okay.
Now,
they don't need you riding on your horse to rescue them, Twitter.
Right.
They'll be okay.
Now
and guess what? they'll eventually like her. The girls of the WNBA will eventually get along
they
with
will,
her fine.
Because they know that she is very good for their sport. And it will happen. It will happen.
And once she takes some crap and she stands... Have you seen her answers? They're perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
Her answers are doing everything right. She's and that's going to be... Like, you don't see her crying. She's just... No, it's competitive game. I guarantee you, the other women in the league respect that.
Yeah, she's gaining some fans with the rest of the league. But you know what? There would have been a lot of pettiness. There would have been a lot of, oh my God, it's just about Caitlin Clark at the Olympics, and it's not about any of us, and we're all the stars, and we've been doing this, and it's just going to be about Caitlin Clark. You know what? They probably made the best decision, because you can't have it just about Caitlin Clark. It's got to be about that team, and that team is going to win it either way, with or without Caitlin
It would have been
Clark.
A nightmare, right?
It would have been a nightmare.
Because she would have been... And all the Caitlin-only fans are losing their mind.
Everywhere they went, it would just be about Caitlin.
All Caitlin Clark, then she plays 3 minutes, and the fans go nuts. Like, why aren't they playing her more? They're up by 17. And, like,
right.
Nothing but net. It would have been bad for her. The best thing for her, A, is to finally get some rest.
That's right. That's true, too.
A?
No.
And then B, it's for her to be considered normal in the league. This is one of the best things that could have happened to her. And people only care about themselves. But look, I would have wanted to watch her play, but the reality is she's probably not good enough to get a lot of minutes right now with that team, based on meritocracy.
Well, she could have played every minute and they would win.
It wouldn't have mattered, right?
Yeah.
But this is not the idea that this is going to bring more attention to the league. I get all that stuff, but the league, this is not, it would be bad for, if you like Caitlin Clark, this is the best thing for her.
Yeah.
To rest, and B, not to be given a special exemption because she's, you know, the comparison was made
to
Tiger. Yeah. Well, Tiger was that pop. Tiger won a Masters right out of the gate. Tiger was one of the best players in
and he still caught it from the veterans. So we got to slow down. Now, that said, two teams that were 3-20, two teams that were combined 3-20, put 20,000 people in the stadium.
I know.
20,000 people in Washington.
It is what it is. Like, no one denies that.
It's just incredible.
No one denies that.
It's incredible. I mean, just everybody. I'm outraged. Caitlin Clark was left off the Olympic team. I'm boycotting the WNBA forever. No, you were never going to watch him anyway, Timmy. A Cub fan, Timmy.
Stop saying that. But one guy goes, he didn't even intimate. He didn't say white privilege. He just said, this is Caitlin's small privilege that she doesn't answer these questions because all she said was...
The internet was not thrilled. Speaking of, you weren't thrilled.
I wasn't thrilled with it. And then that guy ended up, I don't know, making his account private.
I bet.
But this guy retweeted, Christine Brennan asked her a question, and she said about, what was the question, Dell? It was about... We could maybe just find the audio.
Well, I have the audio set up for Ship Talk, mostly because of the conversation that started throughout. This guy went to a spot a lot of people didn't appreciate, including our own Jackie Goss. I was reading some of the quotes, and Jackie got involved.
Jackie.
It was a Dustin, Caitlin Clark comment?
Well, this guy said that Caitlin, this is her privilege. She doesn't answer this. Because she said, I don't have social. She said, Christine Brennan said, you pay attention to social media and all that. She goes, you know, I don't. I'm playing basketball and I don't follow social media. I don't have social media. And this guy said, this is her privilege. This is her small privilege that she has to not have to follow this stuff and answer. Like, this isn't a privilege. It's a decision she's made.
I don't want.
This isn't a privilege. If Angel Reese wants to speak on stuff and say, I'll be the villain. Angel Reese could say, look, I appreciate all your questions y'all are asking, but I'm just not going to speak on the Caitlin Clark stuff. She could have done the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you can't make her answer those same questions. No matter how much you bitch or complain, you can't. Yep. And so this guy decided Caitlin Clark has privilege, quote unquote privilege, because she won't engage with fights with other players or engage, really frankly, it's not even the other players.
It is privilege.
It's the media.
Thank you.
It's non-petty privilege.
It's just the media trying to. It's the media trying to bait her into the drama that everyone seems to love now.
Somebody tweeted out today, the thing about sports now is that there's no sports to talk about. We don't talk about sports anymore. We talk about all this garbage.
Well, it's turning to culture.
Kendrick Perkins compared himself to Jesus this weekend.
And then he questioned Kevin Durant's ability to comprehend because I never said I was Jesus.
Wait a minute. He didn't say he was Jesus, but he did compare himself.
Did you hear him go after LeBron?
Yeah.
Where LeBron said, man, I wish I was still playing with Kyrie and all this. He goes, here we go again.
It's about
LeBron's got to make it about LeBron.
All right, we got to break it. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Dream Rate Mortgage, my man, Kent Jones. Kent Jones is a listener to the show. Kent Jones loves him some mortgages, too. I mean, he listens. He's probably listening right now. He's listened all of these years. He said, we met him a couple of times. We talked a few, more than a few times. And he's like, he's a diehard Houston sports fan. He's a diehard. He's been listening to the show forever. He's got, but he does on the side, he does a little mortgage thing. Well, actually, it's his whole life. He is a mortgage nerd. He geeks out on this stuff. He loves mortgages. He loves to find ways for you to save money. He loves to get the best deal for you on your Fannie Mae or your Freddie Mac or your FHA or your VA. He's got them all. He'll give you a scenario quote over the phone. Okay, I've got this much to spend per month. How much do I have to put down on a house that's this expensive? You can find all that stuff out from Kent Jones. A lot of mortgage companies won't do that. But Kent gives you personalized service that you're not going to get from these big mortgage companies. They just can't. Kent keeps the number of clients down so that he can give all the attention that he possibly needs. Been doing it for 29 years, and he'll continue to do it, and he'll continue to save you money. If you're going to get a house, buy a house, shop your mortgage. 713-520. 056-26-713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
Hey, before we get going, because my mind works this way, just so you know, I found this out today in one of my emails that comes in called Interesting Facts. Bees can memorize human faces. Scientists taught bees that they had correct matches. They would give bees sugar water if they were match. The 8,000 bees were tested. If they could match one face, you saw a face and then they had to match it again. I don't know how the test worked. So in case you think you're going to get over on a bee, and like if you swatted a bee, basically, it's on forever.
Yeah, he knows you.
Because that bee, don't just think you're going to run into a crowd. That bee can pick you out.
Yeah.
So that bee is going to... That bee is going to get you eventually.
We went to church in Mexico when I was down there in Puerto Vallarta last weekend. And there was a bee in the church, mm-hmm. and it was, you know, buzzing around everybody. And my wife was like, can you get that bee off of out of here? And I was like, no.
He ain't hurting you.
But no, well, a bee knows. He could follow us back home.
He could have followed
yeah,
you.
Yeah. So I wasn't doing it. So there was a young girl that was sitting in front of us. I was like shooing it towards her. Make sure. Yeah. Go over there.
Go over there.
Go over there. Bother her.
Just don't get into it with bees, because I guarantee you the same thing is true with wasps.
Celtics are dominant, and Porzingis is hurt again, but the Celtics are dominant.
He said he's...
And they've been dominant all year long. Where is this Celtics team?
The Celtics team is never going to get the love, because they've had so many attempts, or they've I don't think they get the love
they
deserve.
Yeah, but they were really dominant this
year. Yeah, I don't think they get the love they deserve.
So, are they as good as last year's Denver team?
Maybe. Let's wait till the series is over.
I don't know.
Well, it's that kind of team because they're so loaded.
Is it as good as any of the Spurs championship teams?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. Spurs had three. They had good. I mean, well, now Kawhi was. You always talked about the big three, but Kawhi was like better than Manu and Tony Parker at one point, maybe Tim Duncan as well. But, yeah, I think so. I think this is a really loaded team. You look at when Porzingis is playing, forget about it. I mean, we're talking about White does his job. Drew Holiday, Mason has the worst basketball takes ever. He comes in and tells me yesterday, I mean, he had just had a monster first half, Drew Holiday.
He had a monster game.
Monster game with 26, but I'm saying, like, immediately. It was just immediately going well. And he said... Drew Holiday was a bad pickup for the Celtics. I said, how do you, why are you saying that? He goes, he only averaged like 13.6 a game. I said, Mason, he's not a primary scorer for them. He's not asked to be. He gives them depth and he does other things. He's a really good defender.
We're a great defender.
But you can't say he's only gotten to 23 points twice this year the whole time. And I said, this is everything you're basing Drew Holiday on this year. Like, they're about to win a championship series and they're getting over the hump, and Holiday is a huge part of it. I mean, you look out on the court and like, holy crap, look how many guys they have. They're deep as crap.
The Celtics this season will be looked at more favorably down the road when people can just remember numbers and start comparing their numbers if they go on to win the title to other title teams. But this title will be looked at as, well, we saw who you had to go through in the East. Why are we pretending that's not going to be the case? We can pretend like it sucks and it's not
but they
real.
They dominated but the whole season.
It doesn't matter, John. In the playoffs, we saw who they played, and no one, except for this 5 seed, by the way, a 5 seed, had a healthy roster. So we can talk about how dominant they are, but the playoffs tell.
They're and always going to have to live
And in
with
the
that.
Playoffs, we saw the road was easier than it should have been because of injuries. Like, so once we're 5 years away and we start breaking down the numbers and comparing this team and how dominant they were, they will be looked at favorably because of what they've done. But in the short term, everyone's going to say, who did you beat? Who was available? And it's not going to be looked at the same way. That's just how it is. We can pretend like it's not.
Okay, but
that's
what is the team? But what do you think the team is, though?
I think the team,
to John's question.
I think the team's a really good one. And
does it compare to any of the other Celtics champions? What about
they won
the Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett?
Yeah, I think it's comparable.
Probably comparable.
I think it's comparable.
I don't know. I mean, two different eras. I don't know how they would have fared at all. I have no idea.
Yeah, but that era, well, every year is different because of the three-pointers.
16
but.
Years
well,
ago.
Yeah, the physicality, too. It's
just, well, they played Paul basketball Pierce. Differently.
Yeah, but Porzingis couldn't.
Long
how long would Porzingis
was
live?
Was it 16
yeah,
years?
Yeah, 2008. So that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's really a different era, but
it is.
Well, Porzingis would have forced you way outside too. Like if it's KG, he's having to come.
Well,
way
like
out
Lambeer
there.
Did.
Yeah, like they force you way, way outside, which is hurts you defensively because the Celtics can get on the boards now. I mean, they got big. It's crazy how big Jason Tatum is.
Yeah.
How tall he is. And everybody, I saw this meme where it said Jason Tatum helping the Celtics to the championship, and there's a bunch of people trying to lift this really heavy China cabinet, and there's this one guy who he's got two fingers on it, and he's like, everyone's really struggling. He's going, he's lifting up his pants, and he's going,
well, you saw what happened in that game. They got up by double digits, and then it became the Jason Tatum
show.
No,
but ESPN just did a whole segment on can they continue to win with Jason Tatum not being their leading scorer. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
That's how you get a good team.
And Jason Kidd tried to exacerbate the situation.
Yeah.
Jalen Brown's their best player. Okay.
Well, Jalen Brown, he has been
Kidd's
their best
to do
player
anything
this
he
series.
Can
anything
now.
He can. Anything he can.
Well, Jalen Brown's been a better player in this series than Tatum has been.
Yeah.
All right. News of the
But who cares?
What like did they, you learn in care. One sentence brought to you by Free Rain Coffee? What did you learn? We got that next.
Oh,
I've got mine already. I learned something this weekend that I didn't want to know, but I know now. So I learned something. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. Get in now and fill up the phone lines. And then as soon as somebody gets off, you get in. 713-780-3776.
You're off school. You're
off school.
You learned something during your finals.
What did you learn this weekend?
Oh, this weekend.
In one sentence. It doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything. I learned a long time ago that Chastang Ford is the only place I'm going to buy my vehicles. Chastang Ford is just the best. I'm thinking about going and getting myself a different one. Now, my daughter lives up in Oklahoma City with her family, and they come down here to Chastang Ford to buy their vehicles because it's just so much better. It's just so much better. They bought an SUV from Chastang Ford, and it was just SUV month last month. This month, something different. But they got a summer sale going on all the time. You're going to find your vehicle at the best price you can in the city. And here's the deal is they're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They're not doing any of that stuff. They just don't do it because that's not the philosophy of the Chastangs. For over 80 years, the Chastangs have been selling cars in the city of Houston, and you only stay in business that way, that long, if you do it right, and they do it right. Find out for yourself the best in service, and you're going to get your best deal and with the best financing you can at ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Time for What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence, brought to you by Free Rain Coffee. I bought my brother some Free Rain Coffee the other day and sent it to him. And he came to the house. He had some free rent. He was like, well, this is really good. And so I sent him a couple of boxes. He grinds it himself. He's got. I've sent him the beans. You can get beans, or you can get ground, or you can get the pod. So that's where you go, 975coffee.com. I learned this weekend that Larry Nassar is having a rough time of it in prison.
See, I thought it was going to be a cakewalk for him.
And the New York Post wasn't afraid to be very descriptive about it.
Okay.
Wow. I mean,
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure I can Google
it. Google it.
I'm sure I can Google it.
Yeah.
Because if it's making you act that way.
I was like, wow.
I learned that watching Carlos Alcaraz in tennis is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. That guy's a monster.
That's it. 713-780-3776. Let's get to the phone. Dal, did you learn anything this weekend? Or no? All right. You want to hold off? Let's hold off. Tom on a mobile is with us here on, maybe this isn't even,
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Tom on a mobile. What'd you learn this weekend?
One hey, time? Guys. Hey, guys. I learned that it's frowned upon to pull your junk out at a bar in front of a bunch of divorced women.
The reason it's funny is because that guy clearly listens all the time. Because he did have a little bit of a Tom voice, but we'll hear real Tom at some point.
All right, Vaughn.
But that was in keeping with Tom's call.
That was pretty good. Tom on a mobile. Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn.
Hey. Like your intern that went to a special school to get ahead, I learned former NFL running back Jamal Charles once competed in the Special Olympics.
He did not. He has a learning disability. He did not actually. Does Jamal Charles want to compete in Special Olympics? I mean, he is a huge betting favorite.
Well, as a what? As a sprinter?
Well, I would imagine.
Well, maybe he'll find out, just like Cartman did. It ain't as easy as you think. Okay?
I don't know if we want to.
Well, there's no way.
Dive into that particular episode.
Now I got to Google this story.
Okay. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Underrated mess. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that if a single MILF is thirsty enough to get into the club, she will convince the owner that her 18-year-old son is her DD.
Baby daddy. That was a lot going on there. I kind of have some other questions. We need to.
Yeah.
I need to know more about that one.
Hmm. Okay.
Jamal Charles on the Andy Reid system, his Special Olympics journey, and how therapy saved him from dark days. So, yep.
Jamal Charles is competing in the Special Olympics. Okay. 713-780-3776. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Brought to you by Free Reign Coffee. Antony is here. Hey, Ant.
Morning. I learned there's a CarMax WNBA commercial.
But
they definitely throw some, make some.
I didn't get that one.
I didn't get it.
I didn't hear
that. Did you get it?
Not really, no.
Broke something, make something? Grow something, make something?
I think that I heard, was it a CarMax?
I heard it was CarMax, yeah.
WNBA commercial, is that what he said?
We should have a separate segment where people explain what the hell the other person said.
Yeah, because sometimes it's... All right, Nico. Is this Nico Collins? Nico, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey.
Oh, it's Mito. Hey.
I learned if you want to take a real good afternoon nap, just turn on the PGA, man. Just turn on the PGA. Sorry, Don G. Love you.
Okay.
Well, Scotty Scheffler, your guy won, and all he did was just cruise.
Hey,
like,
yeah.
Couldn't get it. He bogeyed, and then it was just par, 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 par.
Well, it was the course was
must
hard.
Be. Well, Colin Morikawa. Mito, I was following that.
If
for
those
a
guys only shoot, if the winning score is 8 under, you know how over 4 days that course is hard.
Well, Mito reminded me of what I learned, and we'll hear more about it in Chip Talk. That John has used Scheffler against the Louisville Police to distract us from the real rivalry, Chambly versus Kim.
Ooh, that was pretty
Save
good.
It.
That was pretty
Save
good.
It.
That was pretty good. All right, let's go. We got a full board. JP, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that I still have a
15-hour day drinking binge in my bag. And now that correlates to a 15-hour hangover.
Yeah, yeah. Sure does. It always does. Congratulations, though. You still got it in your bag. Hey.
You know what?
I'm proud of you.
That's that 1-to-1 ratio, hour to hour.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hit until you get older. And then there's an age where it's like the hangovers. If you go that hard in the paint with drinking, your hangovers can be pretty substantial.
Uncle Freddie, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Taylor Swift broke Bruce Springsteen's record in Stockholm, and the fans spent over $22 million extra in the city.
God, wow. Stockholm. I need her to.
Wow.
Well, I wouldn't make any money if she came down to where I live.
$22 million she brought to the city.
I wish she would come out to the Hillcroft.
I'm telling
area.
You, I think she changed airline prices to come to the city the weekend she was here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean they raised them?
They raised the rates.
Well, same thing with hotels.
Yeah. That weekend because of her. Who's bigger, Caitlin Clark or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And maybe. She got left off the Olympic team, too.
Okay, maybe. She did, too. She did get left off the team.
Why? Keith. Because she's white.
Keith. Privilege. What did you learn this weekend, Keith, in one sentence, brought to you by Free Rent Coffee? What's up?
I learned this weekend that in the movie Hitman, Glenn Powell is suddenly a very likable A-list actor, and the beautiful Adria Arona stole the show.
Oh my God. Did she ever?
Oh, my God.
We watched it this weekend, too.
I was watching that last night.
I watched it.
And my wife said, you need to go to bed. It's 11:17. You have a show tomorrow. I'm like, just let me keep watching.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sleepy. It's 11:52. I finally got, I'm like, I got to shut this down. Who is she?
There's something for everybody in that one.
Who?
My wife liked it.
Oh, yeah.
My wife.
Who is Glenn? My wife asked, who is this guy? Who is he, Dell? I've seen
he's been
him
in
out
other
of nowhere.
Stuff.
I saw him naked, holding his junk, and
Sydney Sweeney movie.
Is singing his song up his butt. And I'm not joking. Actually happens in the credits of their movie.
Yeah, he was also in what, Top Gun Maverick, I believe.
He was the other Iceman character.
Yeah, the Iceman type character. He's also going to be in the new Twisters movie.
Mm.
The sequel to Twister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, she a star. She's gonna be a star.
She was Vic, sexy.
What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence, Vic?
We need to get her on the show.
Hey, what's up, Phil?
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, fellas, I learned that Jose Abreu may still have some fumes left in the tank.
He is running on fumes, but he is still going. He had a home run. I think he's on a 2-game hit streak.
Yeah, congratulations. How about Yiner hitting 4 in a row?
I know.
How about that? Peter, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Good morning, fellas. I learned, despite doing social media work for 15 years or so, never underestimate the level of someone being a Karen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of them out
there. They
are. There's, oh, yeah. No question. You learned that this weekend. And our final one, because we got to get to Chris Sampson on the other side.
Yeah, Chris Sampson's going to be coming up.
Say? Is it Say?
Hello?
Yeah.
I learned that one of your sponsors, Dream Rate Mortgage, saved me money. Thanks, Granada.
Wow.
There you go.
How about that?
That's one of the best what did you learn that we've had
for a
long time.
That is a great what did you learn this weekend.
Did you learn anything about...
I mean, I told you about it before.
Did you learn anything about Underdog Fantasy or did you learn anything about... Did you get some windows or anything like that?
Did you buy some coffee?
She didn't.
Did you drink any tequila?
Yeah. Did you do any... Did you dunk on anybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
With your adjustable.
Thank you to Free Rent Coffee for sponsoring. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Dell is still ahead. Chris Sampson next. Dell has got ship talk, and there's a lot
former Astros pitcher Chris Sampson, and we will tell you why he's joining us. It's a proud moment for him, and also want to get his thoughts on, you'll find out here in
what's going on. Yeah. Right now, though, we got to talk about Doc Linville. Doc Linville is awesome. I love Doc Linville. I love what he's done for me. I love what he's done for my hair. It really is a changer, especially if you're younger. I mean, are you in your 30s or 40s and you are losing your hair and you're like, man, this sucks? Well, it does suck, but you can do something about it. And by the way, you can do it affordably. You can do it painlessly. You got a 3-day anesthetic, but you really, really don't need. I mean, it's not It's not a painful process at all. The neo-grafting is easy. It's the best process that I've seen. I did the cutting and pasting before. It was awful, awful, awful. So I wouldn't even speak for that company. I was going to speak for them, and I said, no, I can't do it. But this one, man, I'll endorse Doc Linville and what he's doing every single day. And then not only that, but they got the PRP, which will stimulate the growth. And Doc will tell you which one. He's not. He's like, I'm not in this. I got my other business where I enhance women, okay? So I'm not worried about guys' hair, so I'm not going to tell somebody to get the neo-grafting when they don't need it, because I don't need it. So, look, he'll give you an honest account of what's going on with your head at 975hair.com, 975hair.com.